الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Those who think that Imam Khomeini had proposed republicanism and democracy as a strategy in order to make silent the enemies, and that the system of the Imam's viewpoint is the system of guardianship and nominated rule of guardianship of religious jurisprudence, such allegation is not compatible with the intellectual system of the Imam and practice of religious jurisprudence is in relation to designation. Can one speak more explicitly about national sovereignty than the following statement of the Imam? Democracy is the vote of the majority. Whatever the majority say is valid, even if it is wrong. Even if it's to their own disadvantage, you are not their guardian to say that this is to your disadvantage and we won't go along. You are their lawyer. You are not their guardian.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Spring of Truth. I am your host, Sayyid Abdullah al-Musawi. One of the views of Imam al-Khomeini, radhiyallahu alayhi, him saying, our nation must appreciate these morning sessions as they keep the nation alive throughout the Ashura lamentation and more. So if these sessions continue in 10 days, other than these blessed days. This is a very straightforward point Imam Khomeini tries to make, but it is very powerful in its nature. The survival of the Islamic Republic, the survival of the Islamic world, and the survival of Islam itself obviously lies in the blood of Imam al-Hussein alayhi as-salam and his sacrifice. Imam al-Hussein's blood and sacrifice is the drive for us to keep Islam alive. So Imam Khomeini is saying holding these majalis for 10 days is good, but it needs to be held throughout the year. Why? Because we need to maintain a system, not to maintain the crying, not to maintain the sadness, even though that's part of the eulogy, part of the sessions. But in fact, these sessions are educational platforms for people through which I get to learn every time.
Ya Rabbana. صلي على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صلي
على رسول الله
يا ربنا صلي على
I myself attend a lecture or attend a session, I come out with a piece of information that I never knew. I come out a different person. I come out with a different perspective to life, with a different perspective to reality, with a different perspective to my faith and to my religion. When I go there and come back, I am not the same. I come out with something extra in my head. And the more we do this, the more we will increase. And that's why the enemies of Islam, they tried their best to make sure that these sessions, these majalis, end and stop. So we should not make it specific to 10 days. It should be throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the year. Because it is what kept the nation alive, as Imam al-Khomeini said. And it truly is. Without these sessions, everything will die because we will be corrupted and we become materialistic beings All we care about material matter, just like some of the civilized, so-called civilized nations and some of these tyrannic systems and, as we call it, the West. All they care about is their lust and desires, nothing else. They are dead in the sense that their morality and their faith does not exist anymore. As Muslims, we need to keep our spirituality and morality alive with these sessions and majalis.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.